Something something setup. Cues in a pod.
Yay! Okay. Introductions.
Me. I'm here.
Daniel Evans, secular occultist.
Amber Hawk is a farming person.
And an artist.
Tom
Quackenbush is a paranormal researcher, and he also writes fantasy books, and he's also a teacher.
And he definitely has inroads with the moon people.
So. I know, you know.
He's a paranormal researcher in that he's read all the crazy things you've written online.
It's probably true.
You said you. Do you think our listeners are paranormal people?
Maybe.
Probably.
No, who knows? Like, any crazy thing they've written, you've possibly read.
Yes, I am the man. Like, when they talk about how the man is watching them, I am that man.
Ah, I see.
You didn't know, but now you do.
What about the man that's controlling your strings?
Who watches the watchman?
He's blue.
He is blue.
And naked a lot.
Yes, he is.
He also has a giant penis.
Yep.
Only when he's giant. Otherwise, it's about average.
Fine. I mean, sometimes there are many of them.
If you freeze frame, you can
you can
do some calculations.
So the actor has admitted that they may have added an inch or two
his height in all directions.
I winked, but you obviously cannot hear me winking. But it happened. Yeah. So
cues in a pod. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Contemporary culture and stuff that's going down, Amber.
Going downtown.
You'll never take my flag.
You will never take my flag. Let's start there.
That's something I was thinking about. So, gay people can marry now.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. True. Yay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of shit
happened. There's a thing I read about, there's someone who's comments who's like, just because gay marriage passed, just because the flag got taken down, but I guess it was put back up. But anyways, doesn't mean that racism or homophobia is over.
Yeah, it does. That's exactly what that means.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't mean that love has won yet.
But I was like, you know, just like, don't stop fighting just because those things happen.
Right.
Which I agree with. Which made me wonder if homophobia or racism would get over sooner. And I was thinking homophobia would be done way before
racism.
And
do you know why?
Why?
Because there are gay white people.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, people were never enslaved specifically because of their sexual orientation.
They were killed.
Well, definitely, but it wasn't like you didn't have a systematized thing specifically to, like, round up and make gay people work generationally.
Okay, how come when I go on Craigslist, there's a section for gay sex slavery then?
Well, but Craigslist has only been around for, you know, how long? I know.
Also, the other thing is, like, stereotypically, gays aren't poor.
Well, that's true. Like that segment of the population has always been around, and it's just that for a long time they had to always be in hiding.
Yeah.
So I think Tom is mostly right on that. Like and the tide is just clearly turned. Like, popular opinion is very much on the, you know, now that you know, we understand that homosexual people are not the caricatures that were primarily displayed to us on TV, and are actually, in fact, just normal people, of which, you know, the flamboyant sect is a very small subset.
Yeah,
you know, nobody can care about that as much.
But even going with the stereotypical flamboyant person, we wouldn't find them threatening.
Which
would be less of a phobia.
Yeah, it is true. The stereotype of a gay person, well, a gay man, I'll say, you know, he's, you know, a little effeminate, but, you know, he is probably intellectual because you have to have those witty comebacks to work.
Yeah, Will and Grace, right?
Will and Grace, exactly.
We had the lawyer, and then you had the flaming neighbor who was, you know, so both, neither of which are threatening.
Yeah,
because, you know, but you have money, so privilege.
Right.
And, you know, if a bunch of gay guys were walking down the street, you probably don't, like, switch sides.
No.
But black people, you gotta run from them, right? Because bunch of savages, according to pop culture.
Right. No, the black men are still sold to us as the scary, you know, monster in the dark that you have to run away from, because otherwise he'll rape your daughter.
Exactly. The gay men probably not going to rape my daughter.
No, maybe leather monsters, but let's be fair. No.
Plus, there's more historical acceptance of homosexuals than other, like, than people who look different than everyone else.
Maybe. Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
So, yeah, you can be a stealth gay. It's really hard to be a stealth black person. Rachel, dull as all.
And it's definitely true that, like, you know, well, like you said, you know, these, because we know gay people are just normal people, they're not necessarily threatening to the system, because it's just another tiny little tick box of, like, oh, you know, it turns out that my manager Todd is gay. Doesn't change a whole lot, but, you know.
You're not going to find out that your manager Todd is black.
Probably not. Probably
Todd,
not.
Todd, I thought I knew you. I thought I could trust you. Now yes. I find out you've been black the whole time.
Yeah.
But I have black dar, so I suspect it.
That's interesting. Now, I've told you how, like, any time it comes up where, you know, I happen to mention two black people that I know or work with that I am a quarter black, like, I almost always get the reaction of, like, oh, yeah, we knew.
We knew we liked you for some reason. That must be
Yeah, it's kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that, you know, that was a thing, though, for a while, because, like, you
one
know,
drop.
Yes, there's always been mixture and
that's how you assimilate races sometimes.
Well, yeah.
In China.
I was listening to something that was talking about back in the early 1900s, the Irish, the Italians held a very similar place in our cultural echelon. Like, you know, those damn wops walking down the street.
Right.
Gotta go to the other side. And then it's like, wait. We've accepted you as white people. We're not scared of you now. You know who we're scared of? The brown people.
Mm-hmm.
There, you gotta watch out for them. Because you can't, as a black person, it's hard to assimilate into white culture. You can't be the new white guy. You can't join, you know, after there were all the Irish gangs out there that then assimilated and became cops. It's hard. I don't think that the Crips and the Bloods are going to drop their flag and then become cops.
No, well, yeah, no, because we've already got cops.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of, like at your job, most of the guards are black, right?
They are.
Hmm. Yeah, actually, my neighbor is, one of my neighbors works in the prison system as a guard also, and
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that.
Well, and even at my work, I feel like the racial stratification, because all the teachers are white and most of the guards are black.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't worry, everyone. We are going to solve this race thing tonight.
Someday.
Yeah, somehow.
Without saying anything problematic in the meantime. We promise.
That would be a surprise.
I know. Like, I'm pretty sure we've already crossed a line.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Well, we started out with homosexual marriage, which I feel like it came out of nowhere. Someone, like, they're just like, yeah, they just said gay marriage all over America. I'm like, was this on the table? They were discussing this somewhere?
Yeah.
Great.
If you want to be cynical, then the thing to point out is that in the same week we got gay marriage passed, but we also had the fast track for TPP signed.
Oh.
And nobody's talking about it because
we're
still celebrating
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The really shitty trade deal that's kind of going to be NAFTA on steroids. But for the rest, yeah. So, you know, it basically, like, the more problematic provisions of it are ones that allow corporations essentially to sue a country if the laws would impact profits. So, like, you know, if your environmental laws would impact the profits of a company operating in your country, they can take you to this essentially secret tribunal and, you know, essentially overturn your laws.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it's the one thing that, like, it's the main reason that, you know, I still can't applaud Obama for anything he's done, because he's simultaneously being like, I guess gay people can marry, finally, but also this thing that's going to ruin their lives going forward.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Speaking of corporations and the gays,
mm.
I know a lot of people are very irritated that suddenly all these companies are like, look, I've changed my logo! Look, we're totally for the gays! We saw which way the tide turned and we're going to swim that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oreo had done that forever ago, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, like, some bigots are like, Gatorade, how dare you do that? I'm going to drink Power Water. Then Power Water did, like, the rainbow thing, too.
Yeah.
And all I saw a post, and it's talking about, like, wow, homophobes are going to not be able to eat or drink anything except Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Pretty much. I saw a hilarious one. It was somebody caught it on their Facebook feed of, like, NBC has the peacock logo.
Yes.
And there was somebody complaining about them. It was like, why did you change your logo? I hate that. I'm never watching your show again.
And it's always been that, right?
Yes. Yes, it has. Since Killer TV existed.
So, they can eat at Chick-fil-A, but you know where else they can shop?
Where?
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby, that's true.
That's true.
So, we will know them by their waddling and their glitter. Oh, no, glitter's pretty
gay. Yeah, I was going to say,
yes, there was another great one on Reddit of the box of glitter, like the glass case, and breaking case of Fabulous. And
that's right.
Somebody posted a picture that it had been broken and the glitter was everywhere.
Adorable. Oh, that's wonderful. I know a lot of my LGBTQ friends were like, this is crap. We don't want you supporting us now. What about transgendered people? Yep. You're just going to forget about them? You're going to erase them? What about our struggles? What about people of color who are gay? You're going to forget about us? Because I think a lot of them perceive this as a very white, privileged...
The marriage issue specifically has always been divisive for that reason, because it's kind of one of those things where it does, you know, everybody gets their moment of elation that we got this one tiny right, when it does feel like there are a lot of other much more important issues to tackle. Yeah. But at the same time, if you don't celebrate your victories, you're going to burn out and hate everything anyway.
I completely agree with that. Again, was on Tumblr, and a lot of people are like, we're not happy about this. We are more angry now than we have been in a month. And I'm like, is it worth it?
But, I mean,
feel like it's not worth it.
On some level, like, you can't tell people not to be angry about this, but at the same time, like, you do hope that they'd be able to, recognize a victory where a victory exists. It's a step. It's a huge step. It's another gigantic, thing in the law saying what we all kind of know.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking. That's the other problem as an anarchist. It's that the government has decided to give you a right that you should have already.
Right.
Well, it's like, here's this thing you already had. Yay.
Right. Although,
tax law and stuff like that, and inheritance law, I do understand it's important for that, too.
No, but I was also going to say, how would you... It's very difficult to have organization of more than like 10 people without some sort of mechanism that ends up being very much like government or law. It's true that our setup is
I'm more anti-capitalist than anarchist. But I mean, it does point that out, though. Being like, yay, celebrate that you got this right that you totally should have had from the first place.
Right. which I think is like a valid argument regardless of your stance. Like, I guess I'm not technically an anarchist, but that's also how I feel about a lot of the stupid shit that our law structure is set up on. Because, like, a lot of it is really arbitrary and
stuff is, like, just obnoxious. Right.
even without altering, the supposed, statutes of the Constitution, it's much easier to get to a point of freedom for black people, freedom for gay people. Like it's much harder to segregate those rules than it is to just follow the wording of the original thing and be like, all people are men. But they got around the slavery thing by being like, well, black people aren't actually people. It doesn't count. Also,
women aren't really, they're not men.
Do they have souls? Yeah. We don't know. So that doesn't count. But
how are they going to vote from the kitchen?
That redheads are, don't have souls.
Right, yes.
Maybe because they're Irish.
They're Irish. After we solve the problem of, the transgender community, then we can start working on the gender community.
I find it problematic that you just called the transgender community a problem.
But they won't be for long.
Well done.
That is what he said. Yes. They will not be a problem for long.
Which, if you wanted, you could totally cut that in such a way that make it sound like I was suggesting a final solution. But no. But it's very clear that transgender issues are, you know, next on the burner. Like, it's it's like the hierarchy of needs, you know, when as soon as you, there are so many things stacked up that as soon as you do win any sort of victory, like, it does almost immediately go on to the next one, because, you know, that's no longer that thing is no longer there,
you know, because now that we have gay marriage, it's sort of a, what about me now? And so part of the polyamorous community are like, well, what about poly marriages? And I'm like, wait a minute, we're not ready.
Yes,
we'll get there. We're not there.
Right. Don't give the Republicans any ammo right now.
Yeah. You know, they're saying that people are going to start marrying dogs. Maybe we're not ready for poly marriages.
Right. At least give it a week.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to oversaturate. Although that would have been a good point, because that is another thing.
I'm recording again.
Oh, okay. yeah. But like the issue of oversaturation, like, there's no way for that not to sound unfair to you if your group is still waiting in line. Like, it's always going to feel terrible to be like, oh, but they're getting their thing, and they're getting their thing. And then when I'm still asking for my thing, I'm being told to shut up. Like, there's no way for that not to feel awful.
Yeah.
But
I like the analogy of standing in line, because it's like, all right, we're going to let you into the club now. Well, what about me? Well, we're letting them into the club, but you just moved a space up.
Well,
there's still that Native American guy in the back of the line. Let me assure you of that.
It's true. And don't worry, women and poor people are still at the very back. Yeah. So
we're never letting poor people in the club.
No. But that historically, like, that's always been the easiest way to quell a rebellion, is you let the leaders and the rabble-rousers into your club. And,
true, then they're assimilated.
Right, because, you know, it's a basic thing. Once you have access to all the things you were denied for so long, like, it's very hard for you to think of giving them up. It's one of the reasons why, like, you know, you can't change things from the inside necessarily. It's always hard to go back. You know, you might have been able to live on ramen in your 20s, but, you know, once you get used to eating real food, voluntarily going back to that is going to be very difficult. Also true of, you know, going from being a thousandaire to a millionaire, or a millionaire to a billionaire. Like,
let me
even
tell
that
you
sort of a...
how much more compliant I am now that I get a regular paycheck.
Right.
Oh my god, like, I don't want to overthrow any system that's giving me a regular paycheck.
Well, and that's really, like, that's the great tragedy, and why, like, progress takes so long, is, like, everybody at their most basic wants to have a few things, and then they boil down to enough to eat, and a warm place to live, and some small comforts. And as long as people have that, they'll put up with a lot. Like, until you have a lack of basic resources, you don't tend to see riots.
And that's why Bernie Sanders should be president, because he will socialize us. And then we'll all be compliant like I am.
Right? which is the silly thing, is, like, if you're thinking about it from Machiavellian perspective, whatever, just roll with it. You know, it makes the most sense to keep your populace fat and happy, all of them, because then you never have to worry about, you know, the revolt. You know, we wouldn't care that there are a few trillionaires as long as everybody else is able to live comfortably. Like, you would just never see very much revolt in that situation. But rather, they're still so greedy.
So all your neighbors would be revoltingly fat.
Well, yes, but you know, from a population control perspective, that's fine. The more, you know, the happier your population is, however they get to that point, the better for you, because then they're not going to be pulling out knives. Yeah. They're just going to be.
But they always might be, you know, happier with more. Like, you give a mouse a cookie, and then they want milk too.
Well, actually, okay, so that is a good point,
but if you give a moose food, and then the next person doesn't give the moose food, the moose will fucking gore them.
That's really?
True. That's true.
Yes! Yeah. It is illegal in Canada to feed moose because of that fact.
Well, mostly because you cannot stop an angry moose. But no. I guess you would eventually run into issues with, like, you know, if you normalize a healthy state, then it's more likely that people would end up, you know, either becoming unrestful because, you know, they're you know, getting bored, and then getting educated, and then being like, hey, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Let's redistribute. Or you know, because some people do need to have, some people, if they haven't been enlightened by living in communities or that sort of thing, we'll need to have, you know, they'll need to have somebody that they can look down on.
True.
Which has been our structural model for a long time, is, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of moose, I definitely heard of someone who had to call out of work because there was a moose in their driveway.
Yeah, oh, hell, yeah.
Yeah. Would... And their boss is totally okay with it, right? Because they totally understood.
Which, tangent, so there's, it might be in Canada also, but, oh God, where was it? I want to say Norway, but I always want to say Norway when I'm thinking about, you know, countries and that area. There's a bee or a fly that parasitizes moose, and it shoots its eggs into the moose's nostrils.
I've heard about this.
But human eyes look like moose nostrils, yes, to it. So you have to wear glasses at all times in certain areas where there are moose, because this little fly will hover in front of your face and then spray you, and then... And then a couple hours later, you feel squirming everywhere.
Ugh.
And now you know that exists.
No, I heard about it before. Just the squirming. Now I'm scared for life. Does it blind you at least?
I think it's when if you don't get treated and have them all removed, they could potentially get into your, you know, eat your eye tissue.
You
but
feel them squirming in your eye?
Yes. Well, because they spray you in your eye area, but it kind of wherever it goes. Because the normally the young would get inside of the moose's nasal cavities, and that's where they would grow and
eat. And the moose doesn't mind this?
Well, I'm sure the moose minds it, but again, you know, the moose and these flies evolved together, so, you know, yeah. I don't think it kills the moose. It's more just kind of like a hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, one of the measures for health of an ecosystem is, how many parasites, you know, most of the organisms can support. Because healthier animals will be able to support a lot more. Or yeah. Their own ecosystem of weird creatures and whatnot. Parasite Rex. It's a good book. Look it up.
Cool.
You can read all about it to get in the way.
It would be ridiculous if we were you know, we need Irish rights. No, you're 100 years too late. So, we need gay marriage. You have gay marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Transgender marriage. Okay.
Yeah, technically,
we can get married now.
Yes, technically, trans...
Who's going to stop you, transgender people, except your family and
no,
community?
But that is one of the weird things, is, it would be easier for you to get married as a transgender person than it would have been as a gay person, because, you know, you're legally identifying as one of the binaries.
Yeah.
It's just everything else that would be.
Unless you're trying to marry another man when you're trans. Unless you're legally listed as a woman.
Right, which is... Oh, that's right. That was another one of the big big things, is I believe they... I believe there was a ruling to determine that if you're, you know, in call, I think it was regarding colleges and bathroom use, you're allowed to use it based on what your assignment is rather than what you were born as.
That's good.
Which was a big point of contention, apparently.
I don't think there's ever been an issue with a transgendered person in a bathroom.
No. Every study on it has found that none of the things that conservative people are worried about have been true.
That's how it always is, though.
Yeah.
Right.
In Red Hook, I was reading an article about the sidewalk. How they don't want, there's an area that they've got funding and they want to build a sidewalk or whatever. There are these people that are no sidewalk here! And their reason is, because it's totally unsafe.
What?
For it to be a sidewalk. It'll encourage people to walk there.
Oh, they just don't want it in
their
backyard.
But then it's also, also taxes.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty much they don't want it in their yard, in their front yard, and they don't. And you were pointing out they want people to be able to park there.
Yeah, there's one of the stores that is protesting this definitely just wants to use the side of the road as their parking lot, which
rather
is not at all safe.
No,
yeah,
no, rather
but
than building their own or
yeah,
and everyone walks there already.
Yeah, right.
So a sidewalk would make it safer for all the people who already walk there.
And transgendered people should be able to use the bathroom of their assignment.
Yeah, one of my favorite things was when that when that blew up as a national issue was there were a lot of transgender people taking pictures from the bathroom they were supposed to be in, but it was always it'd be this tattooed looking biker looking dude in the women's bathroom.
Yeah,
because that's
sorry, I don't want you in the ladies' room.
Yeah,
right. Well, and there was that was actually a campaign, is they were taking these pictures like this to be like, well, can you see why this is a problem?
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
It is pretty good. But like, I do yeah. think that, you know, it's the fuse on that is going to be much shorter than some other things. We're starting to hit the snowball where, like, it's a lot harder to maintain these issues because, you know, the yeah. internet and distributed knowledge and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that people are, you know, getting the yeah. idea that if you're on the wrong side of civil rights, you're on the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
Absolutely the case.
I do think that, you know, the racism issue is probably going to be, like, the longest living one.
Yeah.
Just because it is so entrenched in every aspect of our culture.
Yeah, it really is.
And it is in some cases in our biology, just to be afraid of anyone who looks very different.
To a degree, like, if you actually have populations mixing, though, rather yeah. than... Because, like, we still, for the most part, have segregation. It's just, yeah. it's been enforced in socioeconomic fashion rather than, you know, by just strictly a
redlining. That's what I mean, like...
But, yeah.
You can't sit at the lunch counter because it now serves arugula and you simply can't afford it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we're not going to let you have a good job because of your skin color.
Remember that town that was, like, it wasn't even mostly black, but it was somewhat black, and they didn't want a Trader Joe's or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They protested not getting Trader Joe's because Trader Joe's is too white.
Yeah, they didn't want a Trader Joe's. But then it was a food desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a food desert, and it's like, so you would have a grocery store... Yeah. Although, no, it was Whole Foods, who it just turned out was misweighing things and charging, like, millions of dollars more than they should.
Wow.
Yeah. And that would be one of those cases of, like, you know, they might not realize, maybe their professed reason for not wanting it there might have been wrong, but there was still, like, a good reason to not want it there.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it is your community. You do get a voice in what businesses are there.
Right.
Or at least you should.
Yeah. The article we read... definitely was like, look at these silly people. Mm. They should want a grocery store. But...
well, that's, you know, the system, it's so well entrenched that, you know, it is... You have these impoverished neighborhoods that have way less access to education and those sorts of resources. So then you can simultaneously be like, oh, ha, 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 they're so dumb. They don't know how to do these things or they don't know what's in their own best interests. But also we're never going to give them a chance to learn. And
yeah.
And we get to keep calling them because we forced them to, you know, stay in this corralled area. And it's like on almost every level you have.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan Harmon, of course, was you know, going on this massive rant about how it's like, it's almost like we have a Swiss Army knife of oppression because there's like we have an attachment for almost every angle that might, you know, come out for it.
And, yeah.
Oh no! I was just gonna say we didn't even actually talk about the flag that I was talking about when I said because the same week, right? Essentially,
yeah.
The Confederate flag being
it goes down, gay flag.
So it wasn't intentionally taken down, though. Someone took it down, like someone.
Oh, you're thinking of that very specific case where that woman
Bria, I don't know what her name is.
Okay, but it was actually taken down in other places.
Yes. It definitely has been decried, which is funny because the Civil War ended 150.
Yeah, it's very strange. Just
but yes, some woman is getting in trouble for trespassing and stealing state property.
Okay.
I believe those are the charges against her, and people are raising money.
I kind of disagree with, what is it, the Dukes of Hazzard thing?
Well, yes. let's talk. So the Confederate flag is really being seen as a symbol of racism, which... It is, and actually, isn't it the state part of the state flag of Mississippi? I want to say,
yeah. They're
a lot of state flags have references to it, I guess.
Yeah,
but at the same time, the flag itself kind of references our flag. I mean, it's the same colors,
right?
But the Confederate, the flag that everybody knows is very specifically a battle flag.
Yeah,
it's intended to be like your statement of I'm succeeding and I'm going to shoot at you and. And I really, really want to keep my slaves.
Yeah, it's not a patriotic thing.
No.
It is the people who did not want to be American anymore.
Yeah, which is the good thing about this is, like, that's bringing up, you know, that it's kind of, you know, making it impossible for us to just let that be an elephant in the room that we're not talking about. It's coming out as, like there's no way to defend this flag without being a horrible bigot.
Like, there just isn't. Try, damn it, we'll try.
But so the Dukes of Hazzard thing.
Yes, the Dukes of Hazzard has been pulled from TV Land. It's been pulled from syndication effectively, as far as I know, because the top of the General Lee features a Confederate flag. And I guess Apple pulled every game that featured a Confederate flag, including the Civil War games.
Well, yeah, that was actually specifically, they pulled all most of the Civil War games because they would have featured, you know, those flags.
I think that's ridiculous because it is demonstrating period history.
It's definitely going, it's definitely overkill.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think is our tendency right now. Oh, we should, this should not be a state flag, I agree. Right. And we should burn it, and no one should ever know what it was ever. No, you went too far. You screwed it up.
Right.
Now you sound ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. I do have to admit, I personally don't think anything of value was lost in the case of the Dukes of Hazzard, but I agree that, it's an overreaction.
Right, and I mean, it is a symbol of the culture of the show, like, of the time period.
Yeah.
I made a joke on Facebook, like, well, are we going to take the Nazis out of Hogan's Heroes?
But that is the thing, though.
In that one time in Buffy when Spike wore the uniform?
Oh, did he? Of course he did. That is a thing, though. It's like, it's not, neither of those shows are being produced right now. They exist essentially as, you know, artifacts of the time. Although, it's still saying, you know, you cannot get away from the fact that the culture of the Dukes of Hazzard is still very much that exemplary of that racist, bigoted structure.
Yes.
But it is good to have it as
But it's like
an
a
example.
Period piece.
True.
Speaking of, you know, things that are being produced right now, Archer's spy agency was ISIS.
Oh.
And quietly in the background, they just took ISIS away, and they're not ISIS anymore.
Right. Which I think is, like, the best way possibly to handle that situation. It's still silly, but yeah.
It's a silly show. But yeah, that is how you do it. Like,
right.
Again, it's not a contemporary show. The Dukes of Hazzard is not something that's currently going on. It is not a sort of show that would exist now.
No. The only place you're going to find it is going to be, you know, Nick at Night or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I've actually ever seen a single episode of it, but I don't feel like that the Confederate battle flag was glorified necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Not the flag necessarily, but
Southern values.
It definitely, but at the same time, like a lot of Southern, what we call Southern values are still, you know, they're racist without saying it, because it's,
no,
you know,
bless your heart.
Yes, you're never ever going to see a black person in those. You're never going to see anything other than, like, oh, boys, you're doing your hijinks and that's fine.
Yeah,
nobody's going to care. Ha ha ha.
But, yeah. With the apps, though, that's kind of silly.
The apps was definitely an overkill. At the same time, like, I don't think we're missing that much out of those, but it is, like...
But if it's, like what are Civil War reenactors doing? Are they still allowed to use it?
No, but like, specifically with Apple, though, it's no different than when they, you know, they pull everything that might have nipples on it, or
true,
they refuse to have anything with remotely adult content.
See, I feel like it should still be sold, because then I know at a distance that person sucks.
Well, yes, and that would be an argument for, like, making them open themselves up more anyways, and that's one of the reasons I don't like, you know, Apple's walled garden thing, although that's a tangent. Apple's app store is very heavily moderated to begin with, like, which is why they can do this. They basically, if for whatever reason your thing might be offensive to somebody, they will probably pull it, and it might or may not have a good reason, but that's because that's their business model is, you know, you can come play inside of our walled garden, and it's great as long as you don't want something that we don't want in here, because then you're going to have to go somewhere else, and that means you can't play with any of our stuff. But that's kind of a separate issue. Similarly with, you know, taking that show off the air, they're not making it unavailable, I guess, or I mean, hopefully not, because that would definitely be going way too far.
True, but, like, I'm sure you can still find it somewhere.
Yeah, I guess I'd just be surprised about, like, who would still be watching it. Trying to think of that. There's kind of a similar thing.
Maybe they wanted to take it down anyways, and this is the excuse.
Oh,
they
right,
used.
Right, right. They're just, yeah.
Well, and I do feel like all of this is happening because of Dylann Roof. Is that correct?
He's the guy who.
Shot nine people.
Yeah.
Right, right. No, that's been a catalyst for a couple of different conversations.
Yeah. Like, people are burning churches, right? Black churches?
Oh, yes,
that's
right now.
Yeah.
I just
saw
a thing on Facebook about, like, a CBS gets burned in Baltimore.
Oh, right.
National coverage. 12 black churches burned, nothing.
Pretty much.
And is that pretty much, like, yeah, I don't watch regular
news. It's not even
news,
hyperbole,
so.
Either.
No, like, that's very...
Wow.
Yes.
Because I didn't know about it at first, and I'm like, wait, this is really happening? Like, now, contemporary, this is happening this week, you're burning churches?
Well, the other weird thing is, like, I mean, the FBI has always contended that domestic white supremacist terrorists are our primary threat. It's just never... That's not something that ever gets said on the news. That's always something that gets released in every report that they put out. Like, the only thing that we want to hear, though, is that, you know, the scary Muslims are doing something, even though...
Which is why we will never give equal rights to brown people.
They're also very scared of, like, survival preparedness people.
Well, because there's a massive overlap between those people and white
supremacists. I disagree with... I like survival preparedness.
I appreciate that. I do recall during the Boston bombing, they're like, so how brown are these two? They're like Chechenian. They're pretty white.
Yeah.
But a brown white? No, pretty pale white. Yeah. They look swarthy. They're really not. What if we Photoshop them? No, that's not okay. We Photoshopped them.
Right.
They look pretty Arabic now.
Yeah.
They're not Chechenian. I think Chechenian. I might be getting that wrong.
Yeah, Bosnian? I thought they were Bosnian.
Maybe Bosnian.
We have access to the entire internet, but we're probably not going to look this up until after.
The entire internet. We don't have access to the entire internet, Daniel.
Not the dark net.
Exactly.
Not the best parts in best Korea, but most of it.
Which is having a drought now, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
he is Chechen Avar.
Ah, Chechen. Okay.
So, white. Caucasian.
Very much so.
But, you know.
What are the roots of the word Caucasian?
That's a good question for another show, Amber.
Fine.
Yes. We might have to actually do research on that one.
Yeah. We're just riffing right now on things we saw on our Facebook feed. Let's be clear here, Amber.
Yeah.
This was one of several topics we had for tonight.
On Facebook, I saw doggies annoying kittens by trying to love them.
Okay. I understand that. On Facebook, I saw that Dylan Roof's sister has GoFundMe because her wedding was ruined by his... shooting of 9 innocent people.
Oh, that's a shame. That's so sad.
Speaking of Kickstarters and GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
Have you heard of there's a Kickstarter for Greece?
Yes, yes.
Is this a real thing?
Yes, they've raised like $1 million already.
Wow. What
are
are the perks? What can I get for saving Greece?
That's a good question.
I wanted a god named after me.
Yes, at least one.
So I'm going to have to check out this Greece Kickstarter because that seems amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like war bonds, except awesome and online.
Although, like, I will be shocked if that money goes anywhere other than in somebody's pocket.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's usually how that sort of thing goes. I don't even know if, like, the government of Greece could accept that $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, or what the...
Like, I wonder who's running it, you know?
Yeah,
but if it's actually Kickstarter, it is somewhat moderated. Like you have to go through the proper channels.
Yeah.
I guess GoFundMe must be pretty lax because aren't they also the ones like where when the cops kill black kids, then they get money through
usually,
GoFundMe,
or the one cop that was accused of having raped 9 women who were currently suing him. Like he got a defense fund on GoFundMe, and it took them forever to like shut it down.
Yeah.
People, why are you funding them? They're terrible. They're objectively terrible.
But I'd say
because
it goes
bitches
like,
are liars, and so are black people, and
like,
cops can't
Tawana
do anything
Brawling.
Wrong.
Yeah, I think it goes like Kickstarter, Indigo, and then GoFundMe.
Indigo
is pretty good.
I'm pretty sure. Your fave is always problematic.
I only know why I like it is because it's the one that funded the Float Hive.
Right. Well, I mean, that's really what those things are showing is just like the unpleasant side of democracy is that if you have the ability to do good things with organization, then you also have an equal possibility to do bad things. And it depends entirely on who happens to be in the room at the time.
Yeah. I like the only reason Float Hive went with them instead of Kickstarter was that they were having issues with Kickstarter with the currency because they're in Australia and they wanted to use US currency.
Yeah, because Australians just use like bags of venom, right?
Yeah.
Because they were doing most of their manufacturing in the US. Yeah. Like, was the point, partially.
So, slight tangent on Australian dangerous shit. So, of course, like one of their few harmless things is the giant huntsman spider.
Oh, God.
Which, it's a giant... When I say giant, I mean actually giant. They get to be, like, dinner plate size or larger. And they're not like tarantulas, which are, you know, kind of slow and docile for the most part. Like, they have a relatively small body and then gigantic spanning legs, and wow, they like to be in your house, and they run to eat things. Like, they're relatives of wolf spiders.
Yeah, I was thinking that. They're giant wolf spiders.
Essentially, yes, giant wolf spiders. I'm sure you've all seen, you know, there's a gif of like a wall clock that has legs sticking out from under it, and then, you know, somebody goes to move it and this giant thing pops out. But it turns out that they're completely harmless because they're scaredy cats. Like, they just run away from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wolf spiders technically are poisonous, but they really aren't going to hurt you.
Well, most spiders don't want anything to do with you. Like,
I don't know. Wolf spiders, sort of.
But that's a tangent.
I like them until you can't see them anymore.
See, it's just you're racist against spiders.
Oh, no.
When you can't keep an eye on them. All of a sudden, they're a threat, and you don't know where they are.
Well, and then you forget about it after a day, and it's fine.
Right.
So, speaking of spiders, have you seen all the companies that are dropping Trump because he's, like, a jingoistic bastard? He basically said that all Mexicans are dangerous rapists that are just trying to cross the border.
He literally said.
You're right. Yes, he literally said that. And now Mexico is making Donald Trump.
Oh, I saw those. They're gorgeous. I love them.
And it was so fast, too.
Yeah, their responses were, like, immediate. And,
it's like someone was sitting there with a warehouse full of Donald Trump pinatas and just in
them. My moment has come!
Yes. They must have known, like, maybe they just guessed, like, all right, we've seen what this guy's done the past couple of years. We just want to get ahead of this.
He was trying to run for president again, right, or something?
He still is.
Yeah, no, he's doing well in polls with the Republican base, which is great for Democrats, horrible for everybody else, because he's the type of crazy that next to him, you could have Henry Kissinger running, and he would seem like, you know, a sane, well-adjusted person.
Yeah, he's crazy.
But yeah.
And Macy's is pulling his stuff.
Which was awesome.
Although, I didn't know he even had stuff at Macy's. Like, what was he selling? Actually, is it a clothing line or what?
For a while, one of my favorite ties was a Donald Trump tie. It's one of those things where, like, he didn't have anything to do with anything in the... Yes, that's it. He just owns, you know, whatever company is producing the product. But that is kind of an interesting thing, though, is related to that. One of my friends from Arizona just posted, you know, a thing with, like, the Duck Dynasty guy being like, if I can't be free to speak my mind, well, I this isn't the America that I want to be in. Which is kind of a similar sentiment that's being, you know, thrown around with Donald Trump losing his show and all that. It's like this idea that, like, if white bigots can't spout their hate on their TV shows, then no freedom in America anymore. And
well, they can spout it to other people.
Right. Well, yeah. No, that's, you know, the basic debunking of that is just the fact that, you know, that has nothing to do with free speech. You're not guaranteed a TV show or a national platform to spew your bullshit in public. Like, that's not part of the deal. It's just that you can say that. But then the other side of that is that you
can write it on the internet, and
that.
Then you kind of have a national audience, depending where you write it.
True.
We're just free to ignore you.
Yeah, yeah. Or respond, which is the part they do not like.
fill your YouTube with comments.
Yes.
Because, as I found out today, we were Time Magazine's Person of the Year, 2006.
Wait, who was?
You were.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You really dropped the ball there, Time. You don't know me very well.
So whenever you're feeling sad, just remember that you were 2006 person of the Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Yeah, but with a lot of losers.
That's true, with a lot of losers.
That would be kind of amusing to put on your resume.
Especially because, like, most people wouldn't. Like, I had to Google it.
Right.
And I read it.
Put it down as, like, you know, a writing credit or something, or some sort of print credit.
You should write down you're in that New York Post video.
That is true. I totally was. Briefly, if you actually freeze, I think it's 1 minute and 16 seconds, you can see me.
Yeah. You can see me, or at least my hair, too.
Yeah.
On my table.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I could sue them for copyright infringement if they videoed my artwork.
Well.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I wouldn't actually care about it, but.
Well, it's good to know, just in case you need some, like, quick cash.
Yeah.
See the New York Post.
I don't think that's going to work out for you.
The fame and character. My hair wasn't as pretty as it should have been in their video.
Whose fault is that, Amber?
It's their fault. They drove by too fast.
It's bullshit that you know, that... What's Dylan Roof is his name?
I guess Dylan Roof. I don't know if that's how the name
is pronounced. It's kind of bullshit that, you know, it's good to know that if you, you know, murder 9 people, as long as you're white, there's a good chance that you'll be very calmly asked to, like, turn yourself in and given a nice bulletproof vest for your walk to the front of the thing, and you know, get to stop at a Burger King to get some food, because, you know, gee, it sure got you hungry. Shooting up all those people.
Yeah.
And, as opposed to, you know, getting murdered in the street for selling cigarettes.
That's true.
Which isn't even, like, a felony.
Or trying to run away or whatever.
Or you know, having a towel in your hand. Although that was actually a white guy, but still.
Mm-hmm.
It's very telling with this case, like, how differently we treat certain types of things. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Although, what was it? Tumblr was like, they didn't even handcuff him. But they completely handcuffed him
and shackled him.
Yes.
And like, how? Yes. Why does he get a bulletproof vest? It's like anyone who's high profile will get a bulletproof vest.
Yes, because
hopefully.
You want to shoot him.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Smug face in the bowl cut.
He really does have like a punchable face.
Yeah. Like, he's maybe the most punchable masked killer I've seen.
Masked? Yeah.
Mass.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, his face can't be very punchable if he's masked.
Well, no, that just makes it double punchable, because then you get to punch two at once.
It's true.
And if it's like a ceramic mask or something, then you can smash one mask and punch the other mask.
That sounds really appealing, actually.
I know, mm-hmm. Right? Maybe I'll sell masks just to do that.
Do you hear that, Cheney? You're not the only one with the market cornered on torture and...
Oh, torture.
Kane didn't even get Burger King out of the deal.
Yeah. He did get to shoot a dude, though.
He did. And then he made the dude apologize.
Yeah. TV. Yeah.
Yep.
Shouldn't have gotten in the way of my bullets. You say you're sorry. I wasted a good quail shot on your face.
Probably charged him for it, too.
True.
Aww. So that guy was someone who worked for the White House or a friend of Dick Cheney, the person who got shot?
I think it was a lawyer.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Is the American government, United States government, paying him?
No. Not at all.
No?
No, but...
No, I kind of feel like there was a backroom deal where Cheney took off his face and showed his true face and is like, you're going to apologize for getting shot in the face. Do we understand
each
other?
But shouldn't he get some sort of, money or something?
No! He got in the way of the bullets.
Yes, not when you're dealing with the elite. Because what do you...
Can he at least get facial surgery covered or something?
Well, for one thing, he works for Cheney, so I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
I guarantee he's fine. Yeah. He can afford it. He's
And you cannot kill what is already dead.
he's clearly, you know.
It's true. Dick Cheney doesn't have a heartbeat, right?
It's true.
No, no.
Legally, he's dead.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, although I thought... No, actually, that's right. It's not tied to brain activity anymore, is it?
What?
I don't know.
It'll keep pumping after...
As long as you're a corporation, you're still a person.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. That's kind of like a... It's like an easier... You know, it's slightly easier to do than attaining lichdom in D&D.
Mm.
We were talking about that the level of complexity of a system get a soul.
Well, that is a theory.
A theory is that the more complex something is, it gets a soul.
I guess depending on what you're defining as a soul. Consciousness. That's been a long held theory. Is that like it's you know?
So I mean. The earth itself is fairly complex.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How Tom was saying is like a bee wouldn't have a soul, but a beehive might.
Right. Just
so
like
that
right.
means
your hand
corporations
doesn't have, a soul.
Have souls.
Well, but what it means is like, this is kind of, you know, this is one of those I'm so high and I have this revelation. yeah. Corporations are, by every, you know, definition, they're alien entities that are immortal and don't have any interest in human well-being.
They are scary when,
there's something parasites that I vote for.
Like, I'm more for government than I am for corporations.
Well, because government, no matter how dysfunctional, is the only thing you would have to fight back against something like a corporation.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just that the tool has been compromised.
Mechas.
Well, but that's a really good analogy, though. It's, you know, you can really, you know, just directly think of a corporation as like a multicellular organism. Like, yeah. None of the meta-organism, the corporation itself, doesn't care at all about any of its individual constituent parts any more than you care about one of your skin cells. But, you know, it does rely on them. But it doesn't have the same goals and interests as you know,
and its skin cells. It's like the sort of thing that when you cut off its arm, it'll just regrow an arm.
Right, or it doesn't even need an arm. You know, the arm can grow into its own entity. I had like 20 arms already. But the worst thing is, but the main problem is that, like, it doesn't have, you know, a corporation doesn't need air, it doesn't need water, it doesn't need food, it doesn't need any of these things.
It just needs money.
Pretty much.
And manpower.
It's in the same way as a cancer, like, it's a very poorly... Yeah, parasite's probably not a good analogy, because most parasites are They're optimized symbiotic. To keep the host alive as long as possible, whereas a parasite or was something like, you know, a corporation behaves more like a cancer, where it just grows without any sort of limiting function until it runs out of food, and it doesn't have any greater awareness or concern about that.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for depressing us all.
You're welcome. Also, if we don't figure out our space program, we're just going to get wiped out by an asteroid soon.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm not in favor of that.
No.
Someone has to get a guitar or something.
I don't.
As an FLCL reference.
Oh,
remember?
Okay. That's like the one studio. Is that Gainax? Yeah, that's Gainax. Yeah, that's one of their. I've never seen any of that.
Watch FLCL. It's amazing. There's only like 4 episodes.
What else is going on in the news?
13-year-old can't believe how immature everyone is. Brought to you by the Onion.
The Onion.
Did you know that a robot killed a man? In the Volkswagen factory.
So
yes.
How did it kill a man?
It crushed him.
He went into a safety cage he should not have been in. It's not the robot attacked him.
That's what they would have us believe.
So the robot was just doing its job and the human was in the way?
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
You still think there'd be safety features. Well, so it's saying that guy who died in the tuna oven was killed by an oven.
Right. It's... You know, also, I don't believe he's the first person killed by a robot. I think, actually, I believe there was a worker in Japan that was the first.
I'd assume it happens.
I got that information from a Reddit thread, so, you know, take that for what you will.
I mean, it depends how you, like, define it in a robot or a machine and such like that.
Like,
what if my robotic vacuum trips me and I fall down the stairs and die? Did I get killed by my robotic vacuum?
Technically, but I think the real question is whether it was intentional.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks at me funny.
With
he knows he is a what? Substitute.
With what? How do you know he's a he or it's a he?
Well, I don't know.
Have you asked? Have you
I don't
asked
know.
What its preferred
All I know
pronouns
is it's
are?
Not the one that we are supposed to have. Just so you know, I sent in my robotic vacuum for repairs. And we came back, and this is the second time it came back, and this time, fairly certain it is not the same robotic vacuum.
Almost certainly not. That happens a lot with that sort of deals. Like, if you send it in, they're still working on yours, and they just sent you back one that they fixed that somebody else had sent in.
Yeah.
Could be.
They do that with Xboxes, too.
Oh, but yeah, last time, I'm pretty sure they sent me back the same one, but this time, definitely not the same one. Has different issues.
But you love it. You love it just the same.
I don't know. I haven't warmed up to it yet.
Nah. Is it bad? Is it not good like the other one?
Maybe. No, the other one just wanted to back away from everything. So, yes, I accept it.
Yeah. But yeah, man. If you think about it, like the Earth definitely has, you know, a full digestive system and a circulatory system, and
it's true.
And like the atmosphere is essentially like giant lungs, and trees are alveoli, and
guess what? We're the virus. It's trying to get rid of us.
Well, no, we're like, you know, cancer, man. It's just like normal cells that lost their programming, so they're.
I'd rather be gut bacteria.
Yeah.
At least then you'd be useful.
It's true.
Aww. Well, I'm useful to the Earth.
Yeah.
And really, it digests you.
Yeah, we are not terminal to the Earth, though. Like, we might die, we might kill a lot of species with us, but we're not going to even remotely put a dent in life.
We're in the midst of the sixth grand extinction.
Yeah.
Mostly caused by us.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be gut bacteria. Not all of it in general, just one type.
Depending, like, they keep finding new things that gut bacteria influence, so that's why I want to be cool. You might be gut bacteria.
Oh god, that's true. I might be sentient gut bacteria.
Yeah. I've always thought of you that way.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I occasionally look at you and get very hungry. And on that note, what's our next part? What now are we talking about?
Well, I think the FDA was having to draft rules to try to curb, shoddy fecal transplants because it's becoming a trend thing and there isn't a lot of, like, regulation around it.
That's pretty shitty.
You can get really sick.
Yeah, I would imagine we're shoving someone else's poop down your throat.
Yeah. But, I mean, even the actual legitimate way that they do it is still pretty gross, but... Because like they
put a tube down your throat. And then
so it's still bypassing, you know, most of your any of your tasting.
Yeah, you keep that out of my mouth.
But
if we lived closer to that one town in Massachusetts, we could sell our poop.
Yes, there's a town. It's worth good money too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really well paid.
Hmm.
Yeah, especially if you have good poop. I think there are like incentives and things. Like you can get extra if you like have the biggest sample.
Wow. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what about lab meat? Would you eat lab meat?
I'd try it.
Yeah, especially if I could have it like in chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I think they're mostly working on beef right now, but it came down to like, I don't know, roughly $80 a patty as opposed to like several thousand.
It's getting there.
I'd still rather. Yeah, the price
would be an issue. You'd rather slaughter an animal yourself.
Well, especially if the price is going to be like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a massive like decrease in the production price. Like that's enough that crazy rich people could afford it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to afford that.
No. Well, no.
I tried at least once if I was crazy rich.
Wrap it in gold foil and some idiot billionaire in New York would buy it.
Stick a diamond ring in it. What was that? Right. There was like an ice cream dessert. Remember that? It comes with a diamond ring inside it.
You get to keep the diamond
ring. Because the gold foil was like too much of a hassle or something.
Yeah.
Like that's usually what they do when they just need to like have $1,000 whatever treat. It's like, oh, gold foil.
Yep.
And gold dust. Because you can eat it because it's inert.
Yeah. I mean, there's Goldschlager, which isn't very expensive.
No. Doesn't that legitimately cut you up inside, though?
Maybe.
Yeah, it gets you drunk faster.
No, I'm good.
I think I had it once, maybe? I don't remember. It's pretty, though.
Yeah. But, like, that's, it's one of those stupid, need an excuse to give rich people something to buy, so just, start throwing diamonds at it.
Yeah. Have you seen, I think it's David Hirst? He made the most expensive artwork.
Oh, yeah, it's a skull, right?
It's a diamond-encrusted skull.
It might not be anymore. No, but... I thought it was an actual human skull.
Yeah,
also,
an actual human skull.
To the cost, yeah.
Diamond-studded.
And you know, Victoria's Secrets every year or two will, like, throw out a diamond-studded bustier. The valuation is dumb.
Yeah.
Post-scarcity economy, damn it. No, that's all right. We can always come back and supplement it a little bit. So what do you guys think
Gamergate!
About...
No.
Right? Actually, it's about ethics and gaming journalism. Also, rape and kill all those bitches because they don't know what they're talking about.
That's right.
On the internet.
Those bitches.
I was going to leave them good reviews, but they didn't give me blowjobs, so I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you did everything you could, but if you don't get those blowjobs, you can't. You can't reward that sort of behavior. It's not, what's the word?
Ethical?
Yeah. Because that's what it's about. It's ethics and gaming journalism.
Radiohead!
They're okay.
We already... Yeah, we did that joke a long time ago.
I don't know. Maybe we had more to say about Radiohead. I don't know.
Do we? Is there anything to say about Radiohead? Other than that, Tom York, is it? Is a talented fellow at making sounds.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. He hates the song Creep.
Of course he does. No, that I think, I don't know if you can not hate your piece of art that becomes super popular.
Because, that is what tends to happen. I know Anthony Burgess hates Clockwork Orange.
And we just watched, we watched Tracy Bonham, and like, she was definitely into her earlier songs, and then she did Mother, she like offhandedly did Mother Mother at the end, which is the song she's known for.
Yeah.
And like some of it was okay, but it was very, it was a lackluster performance. Like, it definitely sounded like she'd performed it too many times.
Like, when I used to work in a video store, like, you know, it'd be closing, we put music concert shit on, and the Nirvana one was always entertaining, because, like, there was the one moment where they were on a British talk show, I believe, and they were supposed to play one song, and then they just, like, flipped out and played a completely different song, which was awesome. And then, yeah, there was, like, a montage of Kurt Cobain not wanting to play Smells Like Teen Spirit or doing alternate versions, which, like, I don't know, all the ones where he was, you know, offhandedly not caring about it sounded better for some reason.
I think that's all we got.
Yeah, might be it. Okay. Maybe we can do a supplemental. We didn't talk about Jurassic Park.
No.
That would probably be like a whole other episode.
Yeah. We could do that, but it should be a separate episode.
We'll watch all of the Jurassic Parks beforehand.
We're probably not
going to
do that.
I'm going to watch all the Jurassic Parks.
We haven't even watched Critters. I bought you guys Critters. I'm going to take it back.
I watched Critters.
Oh, you did?
We did?
Critters.
No, we didn't.
What?
Did we?
Not with me. It doesn't count.
We can watch it with you. Yeah, we watched Amber. You don't remember Critters?
No.
Tiny round fuzzballs that eat everything.
Nom, nom, nom.
And they shoot spines.
Yeah.
I don't think we watched this.
We totally watched Critters.
Mega
with
80s.
Who, when?
I watched it with you. We sat there on that sofa and we watched Critters.
I think you're lying.
It was like a month and a half ago. We watched Critters.
Wow.
I don't know.
Do you even remember us watching Troll?
I do remember Troll.
Yeah. Trolls.
Yeah, I think I like Troll.
Trolls.
Yeah,
I was thinking about it fondly, like, just yesterday.
Yeah, like, I saw it years ago when we were just, like, on Channel 11. I'm like, this is an okay movie. And then it held up as much as I cared to. The father's way creepier than I remember.
Yes,
like,
holy
I didn't
shit.
Even process that before, but yeah, he just freaks me out.
No, that guy.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, like low-rent John Lithgow, but, like, genuinely unhinged.
Yeah.
Watch it yourself. You'll see.
Okay. That's another episode. Because we want to go through bad movies. Not saying that Troll's a bad movie, but...
Right. No, but maybe we can... Yeah, maybe the next one can be about, like, shitty movies. Because we've been talking about some heavy shit.
Yeah. We can record
this. Sorry, listeners.
Okay. Final thoughts. Tom.
As a straight white man, I want you to just accept minorities... Because then they don't mistrust my motives in liking them. It's all selfishness. It's enlightened self-interest that I want people to like me.
White guilt.
What? No, it's not white guilt. It's white selfishness. White straight selfishness.
Daniel, final thoughts.
I really have to pee, and I'm sad and lonely a lot, and my kitty has a balloon in her ear because I probably was playing with her ear too hard. It's not big, though, and it's going down.
That had nothing to do with our story.
Amber, no. Final thoughts.
I protest by erasure.
Yeah.
By woman.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, you're confused what I meant. Okay.
Well, yeah. No, see? It's happening already, because it took me a second to make that combination.
Stop
trying
to erase me, Tom!
But bisexual people are people, too.
Yeah.
They exist.
And they need...
Although technically I'm pan, but whatever.
You're the god of the woods?
Yes.
I always wondered that. Is that why your legs are fuzzy?
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.